I was shocked. And, you know, it's one thing when you know something's going to happen. It's another thing when it actually happens. You know, I thought about it as, you know, a parent. I thought about it as a godparent of teenagers. I thought of it as an aunt of preschool children.
And a woman yourself.
And a woman myself. And the daughter of a woman. And a granddaughter of a woman.
Wow, wait a minute. That is almost unbelievable. Her mother was a woman and her grandmother was a woman? What's a woman? They've got a Supreme Court Associate Justice in waiting who doesn't know what a woman is. What am I, some kind of a biologist or something? For crying out loud? That was Kamala with her friend, her pal, Dana Bash on CNN. She's thought about it as a variety of things. She thought about it as the border czar. She's the abortion czar now, I think, right? That was the Pacific pundit. I think that satire.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No. I can't.
No.
You can't?
Why not? What are you, dumb?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
I'm not a biologist. What am I, some kind of a biologist? I'm not a biologist. Hey, can you point out the moon in the sky? What am I, some kind of an astronomer? I'm Galileo over here. Come on, point out the moon in the sky. Juan Williams. Everybody remember Juan Williams? Juan Williams. He's writing now for The Hill in Washington, D.C., and he wrote yesterday, Democrats need a strong voice ready to fight. They always want to fight, don't they? They're firebombing things and mobs and smashing storefronts and things. Democrats need a strong voice ready to fight to restore women's rights. Slightly more than half of the aborted children would grow up to be women, but that's another discussion. Now that the Supreme Court has struck down Roe v. Wade, there's only one Hillary Clinton. I think that could be a copyright infringement because our slogan is there's only one Chris Plant. So I guess there can only be one Hillary Clinton, too.
Clearly, I'm not asking people to vote for me simply because I'm a woman. I'm asking people to vote for me on the merits. And I think one of the merits is I am a woman.
That's a trick question, you see, or a trick answer, see. Don't vote for me because I'm a woman. Vote for me on the merits. And my merits are that I'm a woman and a warmonger and I throw ashtrays at the head of the president of the United States, who happens to be my husband, and bouncing things off him. So here's Juan Williams, and he's got a big voice in the Democrat Party. There is only one Hillary Clinton. Got to drag her back onto the stage because, Man, oh man, a shevitz. The Republicans and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have come up with a report. It's the House Foreign Relations Committee and the House of Representatives. And they're going after the State Department for lying and covering up Afghanistan failures. For the State Department to refuse to cooperate with congressionally mandated watchdogs simply because it won't repeat the false Biden administration talking points on Afghanistan is wrong. And it's a direct violation of President Biden's promise that watchdogs have been welcomed back in this administration. So it's a big lie, of course. They lie a lot. They like lying. And now the House Republicans are calling them out in the Foreign Affairs Committee. But the Democrats, they're still in with the lie. Also, it turns out President Biden announced a presidential delegation going to the Republic of the Philippines to attend Bongbong's inauguration. You know, the son of Ferdinand Marcos, who's famously Bongbong, And you know who the Biden administration is sending? Doug Emhoff. Who's Doug Emhoff? Doug Emhoff, you know, Joe Biden doesn't know who he is either. He thinks he's the first lady or something like that, right? He's the second gentleman, the husband of the first woman to be vice president of the United States. President Biden announces presidential delegation to the Republic of the Philippines to attend the inauguration, you see, of His Excellency Ferdinand Marcos Jr. He's the son of old, Ferdinand Marcos, and his wife, Imelda Marcos, had a lot of shoes. That was a big story. She had a lot of shoes. But now son, Ferdinand Jr., a.k.a. Bong Bong, is going to be president. He won the election. And Mr. Douglas Emhoff, second gentleman of the United States, will lead the delegation. Can hardly wait. It's kind of exciting stuff. You know, China's making their moves on the Philippines and elsewhere in the region. Biden is way behind on everything. We, in fact, the front page, the headline story in the Washington Times today, one of your newspapers of record in Washington, D.C., U.S. appears weakened at Biden second G7 summit. Leaders see setbacks on economy, abortion. Abortion. You know, being pro-life is... wait, I got to get, because the Democrats... Then I'm going to get to some audio here, because there's a lot of audio to go to. But in Washington, D.C., you see, if you're looking up monkeypox, you know, there were a lot of headlines. I was reading them a couple of few weeks ago. Monkeypox is this new virus. And it's, I think, originally from Africa, and then it made its way to these mosh pits, these sexual mosh pits, gay sexual mosh pits in Europe and France and Germany, where they call raves, they call them raves, and everybody shows up and they play music and everybody has sex with each other, I think, and then they spread a lot of venereal diseases. And that's where they traced, right, these two, that's all the contact tracing. Went back to two raves, one in France and one in Germany. And now we're getting these cases of monkeypox. Come on, we're just getting over the Wuhan over here. And a number of monkeypox patients are gay and bisexual men. But a few weeks ago, all the headlines were screaming, don't call it a gay disease. It's not a gay disease. And then one headline. They're afraid that it will create a stigma. Monkeypox outbreak in gay, bisexual men prompts effort to avert stigma. Maybe you should avert the virus and the behavior that leads to it rather than the stigma. Stigma is important. But in Washington, D.C., they put out a press release. The mayor's office put out a press release yesterday that they're giving away free monkeypox vaccinations, but not to everybody. And again, the headlines were angry and screaming and don't say it's a gay disease. It's not gay men. It's a straight men. We, you know, like it's time travel all over again. Mayor Bowser, that's our mayor, Muriel Bowser. She was with Sha-na-na. Mayor Bowser and D.C. Health announced a limited monkeypox vaccination appointments will become available to eligible residents. See? And they wrote, Mayor Bowser and D.C. Health announced that a limited amount of monkeypox vaccination appointments will become available to eligible district residents. You see, go online to preventmonkeypox.dc.gov. To be eligible, this is the thing, to be considered eligible for the monkeypox vaccination, persons must be a district resident, and that's what it says, persons, plural, must be a singular district resident, all right? Persons, you mean a person must be a district resident, or persons must be district residents, see? But they're illiterate. That's one of the problems that we're facing. 18 years or older and colon, because now, you know, they love their colons. Now comes a list of things. And so you got to be 18 years or older. I'll clean up the bad grammar for them. You've got to be at least 18 years of age, a district resident, and gay, bisexual, and other men 18 and older who have sex with men. Wait a minute. So gay, bisexual, or a man who has sex with men. This is like the 58 genders thing. This is how many genders? 58, I think. This is, wait, and these are, you have to be eligible in order to be eligible, district 18 years old, not 17. And then you have to be gay, bisexual, and other men 18 and older who have sex with men. But isn't that already covered in gay and bisexual? So now we're illiterate and redundant, repetitive and unnecessarily duplicative. So gay, bisexual, and other men 18 and older who have sex with men and have had multiple, then they put in parentheses more than one, in case you don't know what the word multiple means, sexual partners or anonymous sexual partners in the last 14 days, semicolon, or transgender women, that means men, right? Or non-binary persons assigned male at birth who have had sex with men. Isn't that extra repetitive and redundant and duplicative? Or, wait, there's more, sex workers, that means like friends of Hunter Biden. Sex workers, that's hookers, prostitutes, whoas. Know what I say? Wait, you're a prostitute? So prostitutes, and that's all this good stuff, because that's how they are. Sex workers of any sexual orientation or gender, or staff, I like this, staff of any sexual orientation or gender, at establishments where sexual activity occurs, e.g. bathhouses, saunas, sex clubs. I see a trend emerging here. Do you see a trend emerging here? So this is behavioral. Monkeypox vaccinations are free. No, they're not. I'm paying for them because I'm a district resident. And they're available Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. May I have a monkeypox vaccination today, for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday? And it says monkeypox is rare but potentially serious viral illness that can be transmitted from person to person through direct contact with bodily fluids or monkeypox lesions, rash. Monkeypox can spread during intimate contact between people, including respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact. Now, I mean, honestly, the illiteracy is what bothers me the most, perhaps. And it's free. It's free. Nobody pays. It's free. All right, let's get to some, because that's in D.C. That's what we got. Oh, gosh. Look at the time. Look at the clock. We've got, let's see. I've got Tom Homan, the former acting director of Immigration Customs Enforcement, was on the television today talking about this horrific tragedy where 46 human beings were found in the back of a semi-tractor trailer truck in Texas, dead. They're all dead. And it's because of Joe Biden's policies that this happened. Human smuggling, human trafficking, the open borders, the fentanyl. You see, they catch the fentanyl dealers and then they release them. With enough fentanyl to kill, like, the whole country of at least the Philippines, since we were talking about the Philippines a minute ago. And then they let him go. These people are not on our side. They're not on our side, not by a long shot. You know, it's never good when the nation's supposed authority on economic policy completely misses the flashing red lights of impending economic calamity. Now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, you know, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she finally admitted, you know, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that affected our economy badly. She says that I didn't see at the time, fully understand. She didn't fully understand and see at the time. You know who did understand the real threat of inflation and economic calamity? The people who invested in gold and silver with the Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold, they're protecting their savings from highly turbulent economic calamities and diversifying their 401ks and IRAs into gold, physical gold, real gold. And it's not too late for you to take action. All you have to do to get started is text Chris to 989898. And you're going to get a free information kit on diversifying your nest egg, your retirement, and protecting your savings with precious metals. Birch Gold gets an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews from clients, and thousands of satisfied customers. And listen, just text Chris to 989898 and get your free advice, free packet, no obligation from Birch Gold today. Again, text Chris to 989898. To claim your free, no-obligation kit on protecting your savings with gold. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Yeah, man, wait till you hear this audio and the border and Joe Biden. And boy, it's good to be a Democrat, because if a Republican were presiding over everything Joe Biden is presiding over, the New York Times would nail him to a piece of wood.
There's only one. Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The front page of the Washington Times today. Valerie Richardson, pro-choice advocates throw threats, slurs at Thomas. Clarence Thomas. So Samuel L. Jackson, who's, Uncle Tom for the Democrat Party, he dances the party's team. The Twitter people allowed racial slurs to fly around regarding Justice Thomas over the weekend, because Twitter hasn't been fully taken over by rational people. It's all Democrats still. The social taboo against using racial slurs has once again flown out the window when it comes to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The black conservative jurist was excoriated by pro-choice advocates over his concurring opinion last week's Dobbs versus Jackson, and the wave of vitriol that included death threats and repugnant racist epithets on social media. But the Washington Post doesn't cover this. And there are Democrats, of course, with the racial slurs, and Valerie Richardson writing at the Washington Times. The slurs included the N-word, house N-word, the C-word, slave, Uncle Tom. Over the weekend, Uncle Clarence, because Samuel L. Jackson, the real Democrat Uncle Tom, you know, the party of the Confederacy and the slavery and Jim Crow, that's his party. Users of other accounts threatened to kill or assassinate Justice Thomas, one of six justices who made up the majority Friday's decision, striking down the 1973. You know, isn't it amazing? You're like, oh, nine unelected jurists decided in 1973 Roe versus Wade, and the left has been happy with that for 50 years. But now there are nine unelected jurists.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Hey, did you see the new Hunter Biden hooker video? It's like, it always reminds me of Dan Aykroyd, because, you know. Yeah, Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, with a prostitute? We have a listener suggested if we're going to set up abortion clinics on Indian reservations that Elizabeth Warren should be in charge of that, given her ethnic background and all of that. Seems like a good idea. National parks, but only in the edges of national parks. Yeah, and Hunter Biden with and also all the reporting now that we got Joe Biden audio as well. But before we do that, let's get to this horrible incident in Texas, where 46 people found dead in the back of a semi tractor trailer truck in Texas. 46 migrants found dead inside truck in Texas is the headline. 16 are rescued by those awful racist police that the Democrats hate so much. You know, with the lashing of the vehicle apparently had no water or air conditioning. The bodies of 46 migrants were found in the back of a sweltering tractor trailer truck in San Antonio, Texas, on Monday, the deadliest smuggling incident of its kind in U.S. history. Joe Biden continues to break records all over the place, doesn't he? We know now that there are at least 22 Mexican nationals, at least 7 Guatemalan nationals, at least 2 Honduran nationals, and the information is still coming in. The horrific incident comes amid a record influx of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border, where authorities are on pace to record more than 2 million arrests during fiscal 2022, the Washington Post types on behalf of their party, the Democratic Party. Rescuers pulled 16 people from the truck who were still alive and conscious, including 4 minors. That is children, you know, not coal miners. That's not the thing there. And this is gruesome and grisly and horrible and horrifying. And it's, it's Holocaust-like. And Tom Holman, who is a now former acting director of Immigration Customs Enforcement of ICE under President Trump and a career officer, he described today, he was basically in tears today, this morning, talking about he had an experience like this, finding a great number of migrants dead in the back of a truck, having suffocated and died from the heat and so on. And he said it was the worst day of his life, not just his career, the most horrifying thing he's ever seen. And he was practically in tears this morning, just remembering it. But Tom Holman was on the Fox News channel this morning, and he was asked about the incident in Florida along there. And, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is pointing his finger at Joe Biden and his policies. The lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, pointing his finger at Joe Biden and his policies. Tom Holman this morning on the Fox News Channel.
I want to see the Secretary of Homeland Security come out to press today, come out and give a statement, and continue to lie to the American people that this border is secure and it's closed, that you have operational control of the border, that your policies are safe, orderly, and humane. Because the fact is, your policies has caused record illegal immigration. The more people that cross that border, the more that die. So under this administration, they broke a lot of records. A record number of migrants have already died under Joe Biden, over 700. Now add 46 more to it. A record number of Americans that have died from drug overdoses come across an open border. This administration is breaking a lot of records. The records are all bad.
We had more than 107,000 fatal drug overdoses last year in the United States of America. 58,000 plus Americans died in the Vietnam War. More than 107,000. World War I, we had about 114,000 to 116,000 Americans killed in World War I. Last year alone, we had a record-shattering 107,000-plus fatal drug overdoses, open borders, drug flow, drug cartels. And Joe Biden is the best friend to the drug cartels and to the, honestly, to the human traffickers who murdered these people yesterday. Tom Holman this morning.
By the end of this fiscal year, we're going to have close to 4 million encounters. Add to that another million gotaways, that's 5 million. This administration, their policy is inhumane. And that's why to this day, I support President Trump. When he was president, we had the most secure border in my lifetime, a 40-year low. Illegal immigration down 83%. When you secure the border at that level, you save lives. Save lives. So I'm sick and tired of this administration telling me how humane their policies are and how secure the border is. It angers me, especially in this case. I've been there. It changed me forever. This is horrific. These people die in horrific, tragic death.
Yep. Yeah, President Trump reduced the crossings by 83%, 40-year low. Now, Joe Biden's got inflation at a 40-year high. And our border crossings, talking about 4 million encounters this year and plus a million gotaways, as they call it, record drug overdoses, the most catastrophic single incident in our history. And again, he described a personal incident where he found people suffocated and you know, cooked to death in the back of a truck. And it was quite clear that he was, that he's still horrified by the memory of that day. Tom Homan.
Just for the record, this one's about the bad nominees that Biden has put up for.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. You know, Joe Biden had picked a picked somebody to become the head of ICE. And it turns out that, of course, he's a frothy anti-law enforcement, anti-ICE Democrat, because, you know, that's those are the kind of people that that he picks. I know the story is in here, but I don't see it under the border. Sorry, under the border desk on this this guy. It's probably under other the who was picked. Biden ICE nominee Ed Gonzalez drops out amid domestic abuse allegations. And this is a guy, Ed Gonzalez, that was picked by the Biden White House. His nominee to head Immigration Customs Enforcement has withdrawn his name from consideration after 14 months of back and forth and not getting a vote in the Senate controlled by Democrats and, you know, Chucky Schumer. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez of Houston's Harris County announced Monday night that he had informed the White House that he was no longer interested in leading the Department of Homeland Security agency for which he was nominated in April of 2021. And it turns out this guy is, you know, he's a sheriff, but he's a left-wing Democrat sheriff. So he's anti-law enforcement, like these prosecutors that are pro-criminal, you know, the Soros prosecutors that are all pro-criminal. And turns out he's got a... an altercation with his wife, Melissa, domestic violence. And gosh, that might be an issue if you're getting a senior federal law enforcement position. Tom Homan.
This administration searched far and wide on who did not cooperate with ICE, who talked bad about ICE, who didn't believe in immigration enforcement. Well, they found Gonzalez. The same thing happened to CBP. Let's find the chief of police that refused to work with the Border Patrol, actually talked bad about the Border Patrol and Trump policies, and they found the CBP director, Magnus, as the chief of Tucson. This administration picked two leaders of CBP and ICE that they knew despised the very organization they were going to lead. And why? Because they wanted, yeah, Magnus not doing a thing to secure the border. That's exactly what they want. And Gonzalez was going to get in the ICE director's job and not allow ICE to do their job. So this is the best thing that could happen to ICE, that he get out.
Best thing that could happen to ICE is that the Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, the radical left, anti-law enforcement, wife-abusing, Biden pick to head a federal law enforcement agency, drops out. And the news media is like, whatever, he beats his wife, he's anti-law enforcement. And Biden picked him. Why is that a problem? Just appalling. What an administration. Now, he likes President Trump. And you know, he's got the statistics and the facts to back it up.
President Trump is the greatest president in my lifetime when it comes to the border security, because he saved lives by securing the border. And this administration came in and purposely unsecured it. And now we see the results. Thousands of Americans are dying. You know, we got over 700 migrant deaths, now another 46. It's disgusting.
Yes, it is. It's pretty amazing. The lieutenant governor of Texas is a man named Dan Patrick, and he was on the television talking about the this massacre, and this is murder of 46 people. If this had been a shooting and 46 people had been murdered, the news media would be going absolutely bat guano about it. But this massacre does not serve the interests of the Biden White House and the Democrat Party. And it's their fault, at least to some degree. And if it were a Republican administration responsible for these policies, I can assure you they'd be going crazy. Lieutenant Governor Texas Dan Patrick.
This is more death on the hands of the president. I can't think of anything worse. These people in that 18-wheeler suffocating, the heat going to 130 degrees or more, trying to climb out desperately.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, clawing over each other. Homan was describing his incident that was comparable, similar. And he said everybody was in their underwear because they had stripped down because of the heat. And they suffocated and died from the heat, and absolutely horrible. Wanda Sykes is a Democrat and allegedly a comedian. And she was on with the Democrat Stephen Colbert propaganda outlet CBS last night, expressing her disdain for Americans, you know, the people in flyover country.
The problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff. Mm-hmm. Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out, you know, New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap, really? I mean, right? Yeah. We're footing the bill.
No, it's abortion. You know, these people in flyover country, these red states, we're the majority, right? These people are like Civil War people. They're going to fire on Fort Sumter. Wanda Sykes.
California, if it were a country, be what, the fifth largest. Yeah. Fourth, fifth largest economy. So if, you know, if I'm fitting the bill, know your position. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real. Like, look, if I say, hey, let's go out to dinner, you don't get to pick the restaurant. Just shut up and eat.
Speaking of fascism, there's fascism on parade for you right there. And speaking of defeating the fascists, the Supreme Court sided with the football coach, the high school football coach. The lead story of the Washington Post today, court sides with football coach who prayed at midfield. They'd like it better if it had been on the 40-yard line. Washington school panel had disciplined him. Yeah, he was fired. I guess you'd call that discipline. Justice's decision is latest, protecting religious faith. They're against protecting religious faith at the Washington Post. And free speech. They're not exactly free speech people either. And with that, the coach, Joe Kennedy, was on the Sean Hannity program last night on the Fox News Channel, where he talked about, now the guy 20 years in the Marine Corps and, you know, a great American. And it's a great moment for religious liberties and for the First Amendment.
I think every American should have the same freedoms of everybody else. The First Amendment is very clear. And I think it's awesome that that this was a big win, and it totally protects all Americans. So I don't expect to be any rioting whatsoever on this. I think everybody should be partying right now and just saying, hey, the First Amendment is alive and well for all Americans, people of faith, different faiths, or no faith at all.
There should be no rioting by the left over free speech and the free practice of religion. But, you know, as long as they have their after-school Satan clubs, they're good. Joe Kennedy.
I just want to be able to have the same freedom that I fought for 20 years in the Marine Corps. And it's just great that I have been able to still continue the fight and defend the Constitution.
You know, the fact that a 20-year Marine veteran had to fight all the way to the Supreme Court, 7 years in total, because the Democrat Party and Democrat individuals saw him pray and have fought for the better part of a decade to see to it that that never happens again, religious liberties, religious freedoms, because they're not exactly the freedoms people. They're not the Bill of Rights people. Not at all. We've got Joe Biden recording and Hunter Biden with one of his many prostitutes. Maybe he should get a free monkeypox vaccine in D.C. He could get a free, because sex workers, that's the euphemism for their daughters that grow up to be prostitutes.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The great Mel Brooks, filmmaker, writer, comedian extraordinaire, 96 years old today. It's his birthday today. Mel Brooks, you know, Blazing Saddles, the list is long. Get Smart, even. 96 years old today. What a guy.
It's good to be the king.
See, it is good to be the king. We went and saw him at the Kennedy Center. Showed Blazing Saddles, and then Mel Brooks came out afterward and did Q&A. Great stuff. Let's go to Hunter Biden with one of his many prostitutes, because you know how the Biden family and prostitutes go together like carrots and peas. And new video has come out of Hunter Biden with a is she a Russian prostitute? She's a Russian. And here's Hunter Biden. And he made video of himself wandering around his house, sniveling to the prostitute.
I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Do you have any bruise? Anything? Have I ever touched you in a bad way?
Any bruise?
Ever. Have I asked you every time if I could touch you?
Can I touch you?
Every time. Yeah. Sweetheart, look at me.
She doesn't speak English.
You cannot talk to me that way. Say things like that.
What? What is she, a reporter?
Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Anyone he's ever met. More respectful than anyone he's ever met than she's ever met. I assume it's a she, right? I'm not looking at the video there, man. Hunter Biden with one of his many prostitutes. And what, I bruise you? Well, I give you $10,000 of, you know, like Ukrainian gas and oil money. Why is that a thing? And it's Hunter Biden with one of his many prostitutes. And there are amazing stories. You know, there's a new voicemail that came out, too, of Joe Biden. He left a voicemail with Hunter Biden. And this proves that he's been lying to all of us all along. Oh, I never talked to Hunter about business, except when this New York Times story was published about this Chinese guy who was arrested at an airport in New York. And his name is Ho, H-O. Said a lot of Ho's. See, it's all over the family. And and his first call. When he was arrested, this Chinese crook, he was arrested at the airport trying to flee the country. And his first call was to Joe Biden's brother, to Uncle Jimmy, you know, Hunter's Uncle Jimmy. And here's the voicemail that has emerged of Joe Biden revealing that he did talk to Hunter about his business.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15.
Hey, pal. It's 8:15.
On Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent.
Nothing urgent.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear.
You're clear. It's good.
Anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I love you. The New York Times story was about this Chinese guy named Ho, who even Hunter, I believe, described as the spy chief of China. The spy chief of China. And when he was arrested by federal authorities, he immediately called James Biden, the brother of the now president of the United States. He was vice president at the time. And just amazing. I'm sorry, this is 2018. He was post-vice president, pre-president. And boy, I got to tell you, you're a prostitute? This family is a train wreck falling off a bridge onto a school for kids.
Ah!
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.